Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus Jamadagni, being worshipped by Lord Parshuram, was brought back to life with full remembrance, and he became one of the seven sages in the group of seven stars. Purport. The seven stars revolving around the pole star at the zenith are called Saptarshi Mandala. On these seven stars, which form the topmost part of our planetary system, reside seven sages: Kashyapa, Atri, Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, Gautam, Jamadagni and Bharadvaj. These seven stars are seen every night, and they each make a complete orbit around the pole star within 24 hours. Along with these seven stars, all the other stars also orbit from east to west. The upper portion of the universe is called the north, and the lower portion is called the south. Even in our ordinary dealings, while studying a map, we regard the upper portion of the map as north. Om Agyant Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are reading about the great incarnation, Lord Parshuram, and how he destroyed so many Kshatriyas, the ruling class. And here in this particular verse, we see that the Jamadagni being worshipped by Parshuram. Jamadagni was not an ordinary soul. He was a great yogi. He was a great devotee. And we saw in all the previous shlokas, even in the previous chapter, that he was such a great saint. Definitely it is not ordinary to be a father of a Satyavesh avatar. He definitely has done something very, very special to be father of Lord Parshuram. We also saw that how he treated Kartavirya Arjuna with such great hospitality. And when Kartavirya Arjuna took away his Kamadhenu cow, Lord Parshuram actually killed Kartavirya Arjuna. And at that time, again, we see the great quality of Jamadagni Rishi, that he actually told Lord Parshuram that you must ask for forgiveness and do some penance, because he is the king, and killing a king is not something which we should do, because of him the entire society is safe. And when Parshuram was performing his penance, he was away from the house. At that time Kartavirya Arjuna's children came and they actually killed Jamadagni. They actually beheaded him. And before that, an incident happened where Renuka, the wife of Rishi Jamadagni, she made a mistake. We see that she went to get water and she saw this great Gandharva king. And by just by looking at him, she developed some infatuation in her mind. She did not do anything, but in her mind she was disturbed. And Rishi Jamadagni came to know about this, and he became very angry and very upset. And he ordered all his children, all the sons, that you kill her. And none of them were actually ready to do that. And finally Parshuram came, and Parshuram beheaded Mother Renuka, because he knew that only this will satisfy my father. And also my father has the power to revive my brother and all my brothers and my mother. So we understand from this pastime, Srila Prabhupada writes that when Jamadagni ordered Parshuram to kill the sons and Mother Renuka, that is why he got the reaction of getting killed by sons of Kartavirya Arjuna. Here we see that Kartavirya, actually Jamadagni could revive his own children and his own wife. He could have done something to protect himself. He had Kamadhenuka, he could have done anything. But we understand from this particular pastime that Jamadagni accepted the reaction. We are reading, this is the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and we can understand that Parikshit Maharaj, when Shukadeva Goswami was narrating this 9th canto, it must have been 4th or 5th day out of the 7th day, by the time they must have reached here. And in the case of Parikshit Maharaj also, we understand that he was the ruler of the planet Earth. And when he was in the forest, he became very thirsty, and he went to the ashrama Shramika Rishi. Because he was very thirsty, he wanted only water. He didn't want anything else. But Shramika Rishi was performing his tapasya. He was in meditation, and he did not respond. And it was not that Parikshit Maharaj became very angry, but because he was very thirsty, he was very disturbed. And what he did was, he put a dead snake around the neck of Shramika Rishi. And he left from that place. As soon as he left from that place, he realized that what mistake he made. He became aware of what mistake he made. And he definitely was ready to accept whatever reaction was going to come. And Shramika Rishi, when he got up, he saw the dead snake, he realized what is the situation, but he knew under what circumstances actually Parikshit Maharaj did like this. So he did not react. But who reacted? Son of Shramika Rishi, Sringi. And the curse which he gave was, because you gave dead snake to my father, you will be killed by the most poisonous snake, Takshak, within 7 days. Now Shramika Rishi actually sent one of his disciples to Parikshit Maharaj to give him this news. But Parikshit Maharaj was already prepared that I know, because I have made a mistake, I have to accept the reaction. He could have counteracted the curse. We understand from both this pastime, Jamadagni's pastime and King Parikshit's pastime, or so many other pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam, that however great you are, if we mistreat someone, we have to be ready to accept the reaction. Nobody is excused. But how you react shows how great you are. In this case, Parikshit Maharaj actually, he just accepted the curse. He was aware about his mistake. And what he did was, immediately he realized that how he has to atone for this. And atonement he decided was, decided to stay at the bank of Ganges and hear from the sadhus. We also see in the case of Maharaj Chitraketu. Maharaj Chitraketu, we know the pastime, that how he didn't have any children, and finally he got a son, and his name was Harshashok. And then later on, Harshashok died, and he made Chitraketu a great devotee. And Chitraketu was happily ruling his kingdom, happily performing his devotional service. And one fine day when he is moving around in his airplane, he sees Lord Shiva and Lord Parvati addressing to so many sannyasis. And he found it very funny that Parvati-ji was sitting on the lap of Lord Shiva. And when Lord Shiva is speaking to so many sannyasis. And the mistake he made was, he started smiling. And Parvati-ji got offended. And at that time, immediately, Mother Parvati gave a curse that you should become a demon. And what was the reaction of Maharaj Chitraketu? He came down from his chariot and he, with folded hands, he accepted that yes, I have done this mistake. I had no intention of hurting you. Maybe I misunderstood, but I accept this curse. And he accepted that curse and he entered into the body of Vritrasura. And we know how the great battle happened between Vritrasura and Maharaj Indra. Many times, normal case, when if we are, sometimes we react to situation much beyond the offense which is committed. And sometimes we become very angry. And the fit of anger, we may do something which normally we wouldn't have done. And then we usually try to justify our situation. No, I was like, I had some other situation, so I was going through some other problem. But here we see in the cases of these great devotees that they are ready to accept their mistakes. If some of you are parents, then you will realize, especially with children. When you are dealing with children, sometimes they make a small mistake, but because you are upset about something or something else is going in your mind, or the child has done before something else, and that's why the reaction becomes very big, right? You become very angry. But then we start feeling guilty. We start repenting. Oh, I shouldn't have done like this. Or even in the case of husband and wife, or in the case of devotees, many times we overreact, and things go actually beyond our control. But the Shastras explain, when we hear all these pastimes, it is nice to relish these pastimes, but also we must do our observation and learn lessons from this pastime. That however great we are, and however small mistake we have made, we must become aware about that mistake, accept that we have made a mistake, and ready to accept the reaction. We see even in the case of third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains in the case of Vidura that Yamaraj, when he made a mistake, he was cursed to take birth in the house of a Kshudra, and that's how he became Vidura. So we understand that even Yamaraj, who is a lawmaker for all of us, we all are governed by his laws, even he is ready to accept that if I make a mistake, I am ready to atone for it, accept it, and rectify it. There was a, I would not use the word terrorist, but there was a person who actually killed a political leader of another country, of different faith. And he was caught, and he was given the punishment of life imprisonment, and then he was going to be dead. So when he was from a particular faith of Buddhism, so in that faith, they don't accept reincarnation, but they accept the laws of karma. So he knew that he had to suffer because of this karma, whatever he had done. But then somebody else came from some other faith and said, if you become this particular faith's person, then our God will accept all your suffering, all your karma, and you don't have to suffer. So just before he was hanged to death, he accepted that religion. But does that mean that he doesn't have to suffer? No. Whatever activities we do, we have to be responsible. We have to accept the responsibility of the activities we have done. In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, especially when Dhruva Maharaj is going back to Godhead, and he is asking that, is my mother coming? And, Vishnuta show him that how his mother's plane is going in front. And in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada mentions that because Suruchi offended Dhruva Maharaj when Dhruva Maharaj was not a devotee, and still that is the reason she had to suffer. She lost her son. Her son was killed by Yakshas. And how it was a very, very difficult situation for her, because she made that mistake even when Dhruva Maharaj was not a devotee. So from all these pastimes, we understand that how responsible we have to be as a devotee, that if we make a mistake, or if we mistreat some devotee, or mistreat anyone for that matter, we will have to accept the reactions. Many times we feel that we are devotees, and because we have taken the process of Krishna consciousness, we can do whatever we want, and we'll get away with the reaction. No. Like Tamal Krishna Maharaj many times used to tell that ISKCON devotees think that we are the gift to the mankind. We are gift to the mankind. But it is, we understand that maybe we have taken up this process of Krishna consciousness, which is highest, and we are most fortunate, and this fortune is only created by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. But that does not allow us to perform any activity, whatever we like. We have to be responsible for all the acts which we have performed. Jayadvait Maharaj was mentioning in one of his essay that when we become devotees, we are aware of what sinful activities we have committed before. And then we accept the process of Krishna consciousness. So when we mistreat somebody, or when we do some mistake, we have to understand this three R's. That when you mistreat somebody, recognize your mistake, repent that mistake, and rectify. We have to recognize in our lives that now we have become devotees, but before becoming devotees, we have led a life where we have performed certain activities which were not Krishna conscious, which are not in the principle, in the line of religious principles. And if we are aware about that, we will repent. And repentance always comes from the heart. It is not a ritualistic process. It is not like a karmakand process. Many times there is karmakandi process, that if you have done this particular aparadh, you do this karmakandi process and it will be rectified. But the real repentance, Srila Prabhupada explained, it comes from the heart. You have to be repentant in the heart. Sometimes we offend somebody and we ask for forgiveness, and that person says, I forgive you. But actually that forgiveness also doesn't come from the heart. For the sake, because the Vaishnava, he tells you, I forgive you. But actually unless and until that forgiveness comes from the heart, it has no meaning. And similarly, the repentance has to come from the core of your heart. Because Krishna consciousness is a process of heart. A heart which is actually willing to surrender completely to Lord Krishna. A consciousness which is constantly hankering to be in association of Krishna. And a heart which is constantly willing to accept the supreme authority of Lord Krishna. So if you are conscious about these three facts, that I want to love Krishna, I want to serve only Him, and I want to please only Him, and whatever is required for that, I am ready to accept. When Lord Brahmaji says, Tatenu kampam susamiksha mana, bhunjana evatma, that Krishna, whatever situation I have been put into, I am accepting it with folded hands, all the sufferings. So here he is showing that all the sufferings which are coming are actually our reactions of our own activities. So we repent for that and then we rectify. We see that in the case of four Kumaras, when they went to Vaikuntha, and at the door, who was there? Jay and Vijay. And Jay Vijay also made a mistake of offending four Kumaras. And what was it? They immediately recognized that we have made a mistake. They repented. And how did they rectify? By accepting the curse that three times they will come on the planet in the form of demons. In fact, not only four Kumaras, we say even in the case of Balramji. When Balramji, he was very upset that Roma Harshana was giving a class and he did not stand up when Lord Balramji appeared there. And immediately he killed Roma Harshana. But then the sages said, we have already given a boon to him. He said, okay, that boon will be given to Roma Harshana Sutta. And then he started on a pilgrimage. So we see even Lord Balramji to show example that how if we mistreat somebody or if we make a mistake, we repent and we accept the rectification. So Jayadvaita Maharaj was telling that recognize, repent and rectify. And if we do this, then we grow. Then we are growing in our spiritual life. When you accept the mistake, that causes the growth. If you defy the law or you try to find excuses on the law, many times we see that suppose temple makes certain decisions, a law, and you have to abide by that law. It may be as simple as in India that you have to go through a security channel to enter the temple. And we feel, I am a devotee for so many years, why should I go through that security channel? But no, instead of that, we should think that however great, if the such great devotees, they want to abide by the law, if Yamaraj, who is a lawmaker, he says, okay, I accept to become a Kshudra. If Parikshit Maharaj, such a great king, he says, okay, I accept the mistake and I want to do this. Who are we to decide that I will not abide by the law? So it is, and when you do that, here we see that Rishi Jamadagni, he accepted and he was killed actually. And in this particular verse, we see that he has been given a position of Saptarishi. Saptarishi is not a very, very ordinary position. These are the seven sages who are eternally residing as stars. And they are not each one of them, if you see, that Gautam Rishi, Atri, Vishwamitra, Kashya, Vasishtha, and Bharadvaj Rishi. Each one of them was a great sage. And even now, like in, I was just doing some research that we tell it Saptarishi in Hindu astronomy, but in the Western culture they say Big Dipper or Polar Bear, or in UK they say that Plough constellation. Shishirada Gokulananda ki jai. So these constellations are given different names, and people, they take their shelter. It said in US, when slaves wanted to go to the northern side, they would follow this constellation. So Saptarishi is a very, very high position. And if we see here that each and every great sage, whether it's Kashyapa, Atri, Vasishtha, if you understand, I was just thinking that let us discuss about each one of them. Since Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, these seven rishis are actually the seven rishis for this Manvantara. If you see in other Manvantaras, these seven, there are different rishis which are added. Pulatsya, Pulaha and Kritu, they become the part of this seven. But in Vaivashvata Manvantara, these seven rishis are actually part of Saptarishi. Vasishtha, we see that Vasishtha was a great rishi and his wife was Arundhati. And Vasishtha and Arundhati, even in India, in South Indian culture, there is a custom that after marriage, they are supposed to see in the night the Vasishtha and Arundhati star. Because Vasishtha star is there and Arundhati star, it is also surrounding Vasishtha, but both of them go round and round each other. And why do they ask the couples after marriage to see this? It is not that one star is in the center and another is going around. It is both the stars are going around each other. That how husband and wife, they both are supposed to cooperate adjust and accommodate with each other. It is not that only the wife is supposed to surround the husband, go round and round and round and assist the husband. No, it is both of them have to adjust. So each of these rishis, when we see that even about Gautam Rishi married Ahalya, and when Ahalya made a mistake, Gautam Rishi actually cursed her. She was so beautiful. But actually Gautam Rishi then gave her a benediction that when Lord Ramchandra will come and he will touch your body with her foot, with his foot, that time again you will regain your form. And Lord Ramchandra appeared, and actually when he came in the forest and Vishwamitra Muni actually asked him that please touch your foot this stone. And Ahalya was revived. In case of Vasishta and Arundhati also, Vasishta Muni has actually written Yoga Vasishta, which is a great scripture. Each one of them have written a great scripture. In case of Bharadvaj Muni, Bharadvaj Muni, he is a great sage and who actually is the father of Dronacharya and Gargacharya. Bharadvaj Muni is the father of Dronacharya and Gargacharya. These are the both Dronacharya, as we know, that he was the main guru for the Pandavas. And Gargacharya, he was given the special benediction, special offering of naming both Krishna and Balram. And we know Atri Rishi. Atri Rishi also has written many books. And Atri Rishi was married to Anusuya. The way Anusuya is known for her great chastity, and when her son is actually Dattatre, Atri Anusuya's son is Dattatre, who is actually incarnation of Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Anusuya was so beautiful, and to test her chastity, all the three, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, came in the form of human beings, a Brahmana. They said, we want to, and she immediately wanted to serve them. He said, no, only one condition we accept your offering, that you have to be without any clothes in front of us when you serve us. And immediately she realized, so she turned all of three of them into very, very small children, small babies actually. And then she served all of them prasad, and they were so pleased with her. And that's how they accepted her as a mother, because she was in the motherly affection, and they became son as Dattatre. So all these great personalities we see here, that they have got this special form or Saptarishi as a constellation. And here we say that because Jamadagni accepted the reaction of mistreating his sons and his wife, he grew and he got this position as Saptarishi. So we learn the lesson from this particular pastime, this particular shloka, that whenever we mistreat somebody or we behave in a way which is not appropriate, we must be aware about it, accept it and atone for it. And if we do that, then we grow in our spiritual life. Because devotional service is a very, very powerful process. But we cannot think that by practicing devotional service, I can get away with my sinful activities. Whatever, I can continue performing sinful activities and I will continue to chant the holy name. Then it is one of the offense against the chanting of the holy name. But instead of that, the process which Srila Prabhupada has given us of four regulative principles is actually helping us to come on the human platform. And then when we accept initiation and we start chanting, and practicing this process in association of devotees, like how we are hearing today, then you grow, and you grow eternally to get our eternal position and going back home, back to God. Thank you, Hare Krishna.